You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Hello again, and welcome to another installment of Crades and the Cattle. My name is John Crade, your menial host. Today's episode will be all about food, and to celebrate, I've arranged a long table full of different kinds of sliced bread,
Mickey sandwich meats, cheese.
Yes, Arnie.
What in the world are we listening to?
Well, does this sound in any way familiar to you?
Well, it sounds sort of kind of like your show.
Uh-huh.
You know, but better.
Yeah, well, wait a minute.
Wait, tune up.
I, Barney Brunchlord, have created a new invention.
A new what?
Invention.
Oh.
Who is that velvety voiced fellow?
That's Barney Brunchlord.
What is your iPhone name?
This is a spoof of Bells in the Baffery that was sent to me.
Oh, a spoof.
Yes, a spoof.
You sure it isn't a replacement?
No, of course it's not a replacement. I hope it's not a replacement. Anyway, it's called Crades in the Cattle.
That name doesn't make sense.
Well, it's a play on words. Crades in the Cattle, Cats in the Cradle.
You have a cat in a cradle?
Well, you see, it's like Bells in the Batford.
Well, that never makes sense to me either.
Just listen.
Now, I know I'm going to regret this, but let me ask you. Is this new invention an upgraded version of your crab cake alinkter?
No, Mr. Crade.
So it's not the Mark II of your Paschetti and Meatballs Alinkter?
No, Mr. Crade.
And it's not the version 2.0 of your Buttered Toast and Strawberry Jelly Alinkter?
No, Mr. Crade.
Okay, then.
What is this Alinkter thing he's talking about?
Well, it's kind of like when you have an invention, you call it the Something You Later.
I never invented a Something You Later.
I mean, in the general sense.
Although I think I'll look into it now.
And unless I miss my guess, it's setting up for a pun.
Let me get this straight. Your new invention creates art that is intentionally several decades behind the current artistic fashion?
Yes!
And you call it?
The Art Late Alinkter.
The Art Late Alinkter.
The Art Late Alinkter.
Like I said, I knew I was going to
see,
that.
Told you. Like the Art Late Alinkter.
I don't get it.
Have you heard of Art Link Letter?
Is that something Gmail does when you don't want it to?
Okay, look, the point is, remember Podcast Academy?
Are you setting up another pun?
No.
Like I went past a cod?
No. Although I may look into that. Podcast Academy was when I invited people to send in their own little short sketches and bits and audio dramas. Remember that?
Yeah, sort of, kind of. Are you still doing it?
Well, no, because the Mutual Audio Network is going to start up something similar to that. Which is good news because it's less work for me.
Yeah, I thought so.
I've been to several sales meetings at local restaurants, Mr. Crade, and I'm very cranky and hungry. So your cheerfulness is
wasted. Hey, that kind of sounds like...
Yes, that's Thad Snotburst.
Excuse me, Mr. Bell. My lawyer sense started tingling, which indicates there might be opportunity for a libel suit somewhere in the area.
Well, I don't know about libel, but this is a spoof of Bells in the Battery.
You say spoof, I say libel. You say potato, I say potato.
Ray, I made the appointment by saying that I represented a much more popular podcast and then sprung the truth on them once.
Hey, who is that velvety-voiced and obviously very intelligent fellow there?
Thad Snotburst.
Really? Oh, how embarrassing. Got a Kleenex on you?
No, not you. He's the character that's parodying someone on our staff.
Oh, Miss Schmackelheimer?
Yes, Miss Schmackelheimer.
What a knucklehead!
Guys!
Don't call Miss Schmackelheimer names wrong!
Guys!
Oh, yeah, just try, you big one!
Guys, that's enough of that!
So, why are you playing this, parody spoof libelous thing, Mr. Bell?
It was sent to us by a fella named Phil Boyd Studge for Podcast Academy.
Oh, funny you should mention that. I passed a cod on the way in here. Ho, 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 ho! Tough room.
What kind of last name is Studge, anyway?
Asks Mr. Cunchpard.
Can I smack him just one time? with a baseball bat?
Anyway, this is a spoof of the show and all the characters.
What other characters are they spoof?
Yeah, who else can I get in on this lawsuit?
Well, here, let me fast forward it just a little bit.
What?
Good morning, everybody. This is Dan Panacea, more commonly known as Dr. Mr. Science Wizard, welcoming you to another show.
Is he spoofing Mr. Wizard?
And the stunge guy thought he was in trouble for imitating me.
Maybe Mr. Wizard will never find out.
I'm not going to tell him.
Hi, Benji, and welcome to the show. Say, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Good morning, Dr. Mr. Science Wizard. I'm very happy to be here. No, unfortunately, you did not say my name correctly. It is actually Benji Rentament. Thank you.
Well, I certainly apologize for that.
What did you say? His name was Bingay?
No, it wasn't.
Well, don't rub it in. Get it? Rub it in, Bingay. Is this office infested with insects?
Are we going to do this entire episode, Mr. Carville? Are we?
Well, actually, no. It's a little too long to play on our show.
And maybe a little too good?
No. Maybe. Anyway, I've posted it so everybody can hear it at podcastacademy, one word, .yolasite.com.
Yolasite?
Yes, YOLASITE.
Isn't Yolasite someone who follows the teachings of Yola the Great?
All hail Yola, all hail.
YOLA Yola.
It's just a name. It's podcastacademy.yolasite.com.
This is a free website, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I have my main website, which I pay for, and this is one of the subsidiary websites that I don't have to pay for as long as I put Yolasite in there. For more information, go to yola.com.
Did they pay you for that?
No.
You think they might pay me for that?
I doubt it.
Then never mention yola.com again. Oh, nuts.
Okay, enough of that. We have an actual episode we need to get started here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're over 6 minutes into this. We haven't started the episode yet.
Yet I found it entertaining.
It's not replacing me. Now, everybody, go to where you're supposed to be when we start the episode.
Okay. Listen, I'm not sure if I'm in this episode. I should be out this way, probably.
Hello, and welcome to Bells in the Bat-Free. I'm your genial...
I'm not ready yet.
Well, hurry up.
I'll be ready in a minute. Just stall.
I'm your genial host for Bells in the Bat-Free, John.
Okay, I'm ready now.
John Bell. And, oh, look, Arnie's over here doing something. Let's find out what he's doing.
Why, hello, Mr. Bell. I am Arnie Kunstpard, and I am going to camp.
Here in the office?
No, I'm going to summer camp, Mr. Bell.
It's November.
That's why I got a really good price on it, Mr. Bell.
Uh-huh. So tell me about this camp.
Well, it's for people like me.
I've got to be really careful what I say next. When you say like you, you mean...
It's okay, Mr. Bell. You can say it.
Oh, okay. Geeky?
You think I'm geeky, Mr. Bell?
Uh-oh.
You think I'm some kind of geek?
No, Arnie, I didn't mean it that way. What I meant was...
We geeks prefer to be called nerdy.
Oh, so... Nerdy people go to this camp.
Exacto mundo. It has everything we need.
You mean like getting outside with fresh air?
Yep.
Playing sports and...
Oh, yeah.
Arts and crafts?
You betcha.
Well, that actually sounds pretty cool there, Arnie. When are you going?
I'm already here, Mr. Bell.
This is a virtual summer camp, isn't it?
Well, as you say, all the campers and counselors are pretty spread out across the USA, and we communicate via computer.
So,
virtual.
Yes.
That's right.
And yet you still do all that stuff you told me about?
Oh, yes, Mr. Bell. I do not want you to miss out on the summer camp experience. That's why I carry this jar of mosquitoes around.
Don't open that jar, Arnie.
Oh, fear not, Mr. Bell. The sound alone is enough to keep you awake all night.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. So, what are you doing right now at summer camp?
Our day is just beginning, Mr. Bell, so we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, it's good to know that some traditions still stand. Go right ahead. Arnie, what are you doing?
Pledge of Allegiance.
You're texting.
You were all texting. It's the Pledge of Allegiance. Now show a little respect. Ah, there. Wasn't that inspiring?
I have goosebumps.
Yeah, those are good books. Oh, that's the alert that it's time for arts and crafts.
And what are you doing for arts and crafts today?
I'm making a wallet, Mr. Bell.
Oh, I remember doing that. I remember shaping the leather and punching the holes in it and running those lanyards through it and...
Well, I designed it, Mr. Bell, and I just sent it to the printer.
Printer?
The 3D printer, Mr. Bell. It's loaded with leather-like plastic. And look, it's making a wallet.
It's not really quite the same...
I can also make things to put in your wallet, Mr. Bell.
Oh, you mean like a laminated ID card?
I was thinking more of $50 bills, but yeah, that works too.
Well, Arnie, do you ever enjoy the great outdoors?
Well, of course we do, Mr. Bell. Here, let me show you. Let me just bring up a picture of the great outdoors that I have on my iPhone. Yeah, there we go. That's a good one.
Is that a place you'd like to go?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to go there right now. I just bring up my picture, and using Snapseed, I put myself in the middle of the Grand Canyon.
So that's what it's going to look like when you go there.
I'm there, Mr. Bell.
You're there?
I have a picture of me there.
But you didn't actually go there. You...
If you have a picture of something on the internet, that means it's real.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
But I took a trip on Route 66, and I don't have any pictures posted.
Then you didn't take a trip on Route 66.
I took a
now
trip.
Your wife, she took a trip on Route 66 because she has pictures posted.
But that doesn't mean that...
I wonder why she didn't take you.
I did. She... I... We...
You can't fight the internet, Mr. Bell.
Don't you have anything that's truly traditional, like, do you like archery?
Sure, I like archery.
Good.
I also like his girlfriend, Battery.
Well, who?
And Veronica Ruff.
Oh, no.
And Juggerhead.
I don't mean the comic book archery, Archie. I mean bows and arrows.
Well, bows, I understand.
All right.
But who puts arrows on top of a wrapped package?
No.
Someone could get hurt.
Look, listen, I have an archery set. Let me go get it. Be right back.
Oh, boy. I don't know exactly what he's going to get, but... Who out in the audience thinks this is going to end well? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller?
Here we are, Arnie. See, this is a bow, and this is an arrow. What you do is you put the string of the arrow in this little niche here. You pull it back, then you release it. The arrow flies and hits the target.
So you say...
There's a target set up at the other end of the room. You see it?
Sorta.
Now put the niche on the arrow on the string.
Okay.
That's it. Now pull it back.
Okay.
Aim carefully. Oh. When you think you're ready, just let it fly.
And fly, arrow, fly! I hit something!
You hit the jar filled with mosquitoes, Arnie.
Dead center!
And it was behind us! How did you do that?
Should I explain the physics to you, Mr. Bell?
No,
you see?
No. Listen, ow! Ooh. Let's just open up a window. Ooh, ow! Oh. Open up a window and see if we can get these mosquitoes out of here!
Okay, well, mosquitoes, beat it! Scram!
You can't tell mosquitoes to get out!
Oh, you're right, Mr. Bell. Not in English.
Arnie, what are you doing? Are you talking to them in mosquito? They're all going out the window.
Bye-bye. Guess I'll close your window now.
Arnie, wait. Keep the window open.
Huh?
Get some fresh air.
Oh, Mr. Bell, that's the old-fashioned way to get fresh air.
How do you get fresh air?
I'll get it. Yes?
Delivery for Arnie Kunchpard from Amazon. Sign here. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Got here just in time.
What is it, Arnie? What is it?
Fresh air.
Okay, Arnie, I give up. You enjoy your summer camp. I'm going to go do something else for a week or so and come back and check on you.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. That would be optimal. Okay, let's see. What's going on in summer camp? Ooh, World of Warcraft. I'm in.
And so, a week or so passes. Relatively uneventfully. At least nothing important enough to add to this episode. There was that thing with the spill and the janitor who got upset, but that's a story for another time. Where was I? Oh, yes, a week or so later.
Hello there, Arnie. So how's the summer camp going?
Oh, it's been going great, Mr. Bell, but sadly, 'tis almost over.
Is it now?
Yes, we are about to have our last gathering before we all part our ways, and I have been chosen to host this winging.
Oh, congratulations, Arnie. Sounds exciting.
So, you don't mind?
What, that you host your final gathering? Of course not. Just crank up your computer
it's
and...
It's okay, everybody. Come on in!
Wait, what? You mean here? Wait, I thought it was... Arnie! I thought you meant this gathering was going to be on your computers.
Oh, I gave you that idea, Mr. Bell.
Because everything you've done so far is... never mind. Go on with your meeting.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out today. And we got some little sandwiches over there in the corner. In the machine. And, before we start our party, if anybody has an inhaler, use it now.
Mr. Bell, I want to tell you about this great money-making opportunity that I... Oh, my gosh. Nerds. I'll just come back later, Mr. Bell. Don't worry about it. It's every man for himself.
Let's wrap this up now. Is everybody done?
Hold on. One more. Okay, done.
I'd like to start off with a toast. A toast to our summer camp. The Mr. Hot Town Summer Camp.
Mr. Hot Town.
To Mr. Hot Town.
To Mr. Hot Town.
Arnie?
Yes?
Where did they get all this toast?
Well, I'm sure their moms packed it for them.
They're getting crumbs all over
and
the...
And now, I would like to sing our summer camp song.
Yes, yes.
Join in with me, won't ya?
Yeah.
At Geek Summer Camp with my nerdy friends. Playing all night while we wear depends. Skittles and Red Bull, that's the stuff. We're saps for apps. We can't get enough. We get exercise while we're having fun. When we go out to catch a Pokemon, we'll play Fortnite every night. Assassin's Creed until we bleed, and we'll hardly ever see the sun.
It is now the next day. Summer camp is over. And the janitor, due to that event I mentioned earlier, has been docked a day's pay.
Wait a minute, what do you
Sorry,
mean?
Sorry, that's the way it goes.
I had nothing to
hey,
do
Hey, I'm just the messenger.
Oh, shut up.
Well, Arnie, I hope you had a good time at your summer camp. I've never seen so many empty Red Bull cans in my life.
It gives you wings, Mr. Bell.
So I hear.
And you need them to get to the bathroom really quickly.
All righty. So are you going to go get some rest? You've been up for more than 24 hours straight.
I don't think so, Mr. Bell. I don't think I'm going to get any sleep anytime soon because I'm loaded up with caffeine because the Red Bull's going to go...
Why don't you go out and run around the block?
I can do that in 30 seconds.
The city.
5 minutes, Tom.
The state.
Now we're talking. Bye-bye, Mr. Bell.
Hi, Mr. Bell. What was that blur that I saw go past me real quickly there?
That was Arnie, Brad.
Oh, he's got wings again, huh?
Oh, yeah, with jet engines on him.
Well, now I can tell you about this great money-making idea I came up with, Mr. Bell, and it's actually made me some cash already.
Sounds interesting.
It's an online virtual summer camp for nerds and geeks.
Uh-huh. And what do you call this summer camp?
Well, naturally, I wanted to call it Montworth Summer Camp. Well, I don't want my name to be out there too conspicuously for certain reasons I don't want to really go into.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't use Montworth?
Well, actually, in a way, I did.
You did?
I did an anagram.
An anagram?
An anagram.
An anagram. I got you. You mixed all the letters up.
Yes, yes, that too.
So what did you wind up calling it?
I'd rather keep that information under my hat.
Under your hat, huh?
Yeah, I have a post-it note on my scalp up here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, the letters in Montworth. It wouldn't happen to be Mr. Hot Town, would it?
At this point, Mr. Bell, I think I'll plead the fifth.
Good idea.
I may even drink a fifth.
I can understand that.
Whoa, is that the police?
No, just the end music here. You've been listening to Bells in the Bat-Free, episode number 232, copyright 2019 by John Bell Creative, LLC. Bells in the Bat-Free is a proud member of the Mutual Audio Network.
Oh, you mean Outlawed Akeem Workout.
What? No.
Audi Outwalk Remount.
Stop that.
Audrey Moonwalk Tutu.
Goodbye, everybody.
You mean BB Died Groovy Yo?
Stop.
Pots? Spot? Ups?
Here, Brad, have a Red Bull.
Oh, Adele Rub.
Hi, I'm back. Did you miss me? Where's the bathroom?
Every other week, right here on Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network, you get a brand new episode of Bells in the Bat-Free. for which we apologize. However, if for some reason you can't get enough Bells in the Bat-Free, and after you've asked a professional therapist for help, head over this way on Fridays. Friday Follies has all the old Bells in the Bat-Free, going back to 2006, you know, back in the prehistoric days when it sounded like this to get on the internet. Anyway, if you want to catch the old ancient Bells in the Bat-Free, catch it on Friday Follies right here on the Mutual Audio Network. And we apologize in advance for that as well.